Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's PolicyGenius.com.
Welcome to Mind, Body, and Emotions is Your World, the podcast that brings energy, heart, and insight to life's big topics, from the economy and fitness to spirit and soul. Each episode lifts you up with real talk and vibes that lock you into what truly matters. Take a breath. Embrace the moment. Your journey to a fuller life starts now. You're now listening to your host, Joe Aponte.
Welcome to the Mind, Body, and Emotions is Your World podcast, where real voices meet real perspectives. Every episode dives into the human experience, and we want your voice in the mix. This product is produced by Tammy HGSS, and I am your host, Joe Aponte. Now, before we get started, please, if you do like this episode or any other episode that I have done, please, you know, support us out and hit the like button there. And if you're on YouTube, then just hit the bell button and get your updates as to when a new episode comes out. That would really help out. Anyway, disclaimers. The views shared in this podcast are personal opinions and should not be considered professional advice. We encourage all listeners to seek qualified guidance when needed and to do your own honest research. Explore a question and come to your own informed conclusions. That's what growth is all about. We are not lawyers, financial advisors, or anything of the sort. We are just here trying to help build better lives financially, spiritually, and economically. This episode is called The Switch, Awakening the Indestructible You. Because that is what this is about. Your awakening, remembering, returning. I am going to be giving you six important segments. I broke them down into segments because they're that important in this episode. I am confident that if you are open and seek truth, then this will be the beginning of your spiritual awakening. So let's get started. Segment number one, the camcorder brain. When we are born, we arrive as pure potential. But we don't remember that. We don't remember any of it. Most people don't. They don't remember when they were born. Unfortunately, I did remember when I was born. That's a fluke. But instead, our brain takes over like a camcorder. It records everything, the tone of a parent's voice, the tension in a room, the joy of touch, the sting of rejection. These recordings become our instincts, our thoughts, our beliefs, and eventually our actions. We think we're choosing. No. But most of the time, we're reacting from memory, not from presence. Thought becomes belief. It truly does. Belief becomes action. And action becomes identity. But here's the thing. That's not who you are. That's who you've been trained to be, right? Our brains get trained, you know, oh yeah, I like this, I don't like that. And it remembers and remembers these shocking moments, and these shocking moments get, you know, stored, and that's what happens. That's what builds you. That your identity. Okay? Segment number two, the dormant spirit. There is a part of you that's been quiet. Not because it's weak, but because it's waiting. Your spirit, your true self, is not shaped by experience. No. It's not wounded by trauma. It doesn't carry fear or shame or doubt. Your true you doesn't. It's pure awareness, right? It's the part of you that watches your thoughts without becoming them. It's the stillness behind the noise. But for most of us, that spirit lies dormant. Why? Why is that? Why does it lie dormant? Right? Because when you're first born, you know, you're not going to remember anything. Your brain is the one that's firing at all cylinders. And, you know, I'm hungry, I'm not hungry, I'm upset, I'm not upset, I'm scared, of, you know, all different kinds of signals. And that's what eventually gets you to be you in a physical form. Because we're born physical first. We learn to survive before we learn to be. We learn to perform before we learn to remember. But then something happens. A moment, a crack, a question. And the switch flips just like that. What is that moment? How is that moment? You know, they say God in us. Is there a God? Is there a God? Well, guess what? There is a God. And eventually, that God will knock on the door. And that's the crack. That's the moment of question. That is your moment. Because at one point you'll say, is there a real God? And you'll be surprised if he answers. Suddenly, you realize you're not your thoughts. You are not your pain. You are not even your story. You are the one who sees it all. You're the light behind the lens. Segment number three. We are photon-like energy. Now, I get it. So this might throw a lot of people off, and that's okay, you know? I mean, that's a hard pill to swallow, right? Let me offer you a metaphor. You are like a photon, a particle of light, indestructible, eternal, always in motion. You know, when in the Bible says, you know, we were made in the image of God. Well, you know, that's not false. That is kind of true. We're not God himself, but we're, you know, we're made in his image. Spiritually. Right? Now, we're not God. So, you know, don't get it twisted, right? You're not God, but we are light energy. Science tells us photons don't decay. They don't age. They just are. You know, if you remember I don't know if you haven't read the Bible or anything like that. I don't want to get religious, but you know, God says, I am that I am, right? I am the same today, tomorrow, and forever. He doesn't change, right? Don't decay. Doesn't age. There is no age. They just are. He's just is. He is who he is. I am that I am. They move at the speed of light, untouched by time. Now, some of that is you, right? You're not God, but yeah, a lot of that is you. Not your body, not your mind. Okay? But your essence, your spirit is light. You know, when, you know, there are some people, they use some machines, right? They point it at you and they want to see your aura, right? Your the colors of your aura, your essence. Okay? That's light. Okay? That's light. And they try to see your spirit. Okay? Through all that, all these other physical particles, they try to see that spirit. And infrared, right? Well, that's easy. Well, I mean, that's the heat within our bodies. You know, our bodies have to keep a certain temperature, right? So it that's what that heat signature that it gives. Yeah, that's true. However, our light also is detected. Okay, that's you. Not your body, not your mind, but your essence, your spirit is light. You've always existed. God says, I've known you before you were even born. You've always existed. You always will. You are not becoming something. You are remembering what you've always been. And that, you know, and that remembering, that's the beginning of freedom. Knowing who and what you truly are. Anyway, segment 4. Soul and spirit. Two sides of the self. There are two sides to all things. The faster you get that, the better off you're going to be. Okay? There's night and day. Inhale and exhale. And then there's soul and spirit. Which is one, but there's two. Your soul is the keeper of experiences. Okay? Your soul is the keeper of experiences. So when he refers to the Bible, he opens the book of life and see what you have done throughout the time, throughout the ages. Okay? That's your soul. Your soul is made to account. Okay? It holds your memories, your emotions, your karmic echoes. It is the part of you that grows, learns, and evolves. Your spirit is different. It doesn't grow. It doesn't change. Right? Are you getting it yet? Right? God is existence. It doesn't change. Okay? God in us. God in us. God in all things. You understand? Without God, we don't exist. It simply is aligned with consciousness, with source, with God. And you have to understand that. And the faster you acknowledge that, and it's not a simple thing. No, I'm not saying this is simple. It's very difficult. Probably one of the most difficult things you'll ever do in your entire life. Because it's not easy to acknowledge. Okay? But the first thing before anything is to acknowledge. See, your brains won't operate if you don't acknowledge it. There's no possibility if you don't acknowledge it. Acknowledge who you are, what you are. Acknowledge there's a God. Acknowledge that God is in all things. God in me, God in you. Existence, consciousness, awareness. Together, they make you whole. The soul journeys, the spirit witnesses, the soul remembers, the spirit knows. It is aware. And when they align, that's when you awaken. That's when the switch flips. When God comes knocking on your door, you start asking questions, and then God all of a sudden answers. Switch. Wow, what an experience. Now, that's when you stop surviving and start being. Okay? Let me repeat that. That's when you stop surviving and start being. Segment number 5. MBE is a movement of remembering. That is mind, body, and emotions. Okay? This is so important. Mind, body, and emotions is your world. Isn't just a podcast. This is just not a podcast. It's a movement, it's a mirror, it's a message. It's here to help you remember. Remember who you are. To guide you back to your indestructible self. To awaken the light that's always been there. Right? We're not here to fix you. No one can fix you but you. We're just here to remind you. You were never broken. You are light. You are consciousness. You are eternal as your Father is eternal. The Lord Jesus is eternal. Understand who you are. Reach out. You'll be surprised. Segment number 6. Okay, that's my closing. Take a breath. Okay, just, you know, take a breath. Close your eyes if you can, if you want, right? And repeat after me, silently or aloud. Either way is good. I am not my thoughts. I am not my past. I am light. I am consciousness. I am eternal as my Father is eternal. I am already whole. Now, this is the beginning. This is the beginning of a journey for you. And I hope that you take it so that you can awaken spiritually. And I don't want you to take that as some kind of, you know, bad thing. I'm not trying to make it a bad thing. I'm trying to help people awaken. The switch has flipped. You know, I acknowledge God and his son Jesus. Now, walk in the light of who you are. Walk in that light. Anyhow, thank you for joining me on this first step. In our next episode, we'll explore how emotional imprints shape the soul and how to release what no longer serves your light. Until then, stay awake, stay aware, and remember, your mind, your body, your emotions. But first and always, remember God. They shape your world. But your spirit is part of all things. Anyway, this is Joel Ponte wishing you well. God bless you. Until the next time, so long.
Thank you for tuning into the Mind, Body, and Emotions is Your World podcast show. Love what you heard? Then show us some love. Tap that like button, share this episode. Whether it's one click or a shout out, your support fuels everything we do. We see you. We appreciate you. And we can't wait to have you back for the next vibe-packed episode. Until then, thank you for being part of the movement.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to policygenius.com. That's policygenius.com.